This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Do you remember those ringtones that were hilarious when we were kids? The one that was
Why
like...
Why do you always get to decide what we talk about on the podcast?
You always, always decide what we talk about on the podcast. I mean, every single day we're talking about what Dave wants to talk about on the podcast.
It's not fair. I want to decide what we talk about on the
Absolute
podcast.
Absolute bollocks.
My housemate calls penguins. Penguins? Penguins. She can't say penguins. She says penguins.
I got caught the other day again because it's ice cream season.
What did you say?
I still don't know what the right from wrong. I called it a Solero.
A Solero?
No. So that's the thing. I did the other one. I said it's
Solero.
Solero.
I honestly, it
I said,
is,
do you want a Solero?
It is what it, you're like Schmidt from New Girl.
I the read way what's in front of me.
The way you say things is so funny. Give her the app that you've learned Spanish on is the funniest thing in the world.
Okay,
for some reason, Emma calls it pre-ply.
So it's like something you'd put P-L-Y. So I was like, oh, cool. It's called pre-ply.
It's something you'd put on like toilet paper. Pre-ply. It's preply.
It makes more sense that it's preply. And I'm prepping.
But why? How does your brain not do that? Why doesn't your brain go to that?
It just doesn't.
It's so funny.
And it's not great.
Isn't that what Schmidt would do?
It's totally what Schmidt would do.
And what about the woman who sings the song Silent Treatment?
Freya.
She calls her Freya Ridings. Or Freya, what is it?
Freya Sky.
I'm
Freya
Sky. Pretty sure that Freya Ridings' name is Freya
it's
Ridings.
Freya.
Freya, right.
They're all Freya.
We even had a caller on the other day and their daughter was called Freya. And Emma was like, confused. So how's Freya?
And I'm not doing it to rage bait. I genuinely was like, which
one? No,
right
there's another one as well.
Like me with the Soleros now. I'm like, Solero, 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 Solero.
You call Saoirse.
Some people do.
I know.
Saoirse Ronan. Some people. I've learned that since coming here, in fairness.
No,
I would have said Saoirse.
It's so funny.
Sometimes
I just,
it's Saoirse. Because Saoirse is the Irish, like when you say, like, I have peace, you say, I have Saoirse.
I was listening.
You don't go, I have Saoirse. You say, I have Saoirse. And that's exactly what the word is in Irish. So there's sometimes a reason for it.
No, that's fair enough. It's just, I would never call someone Saoirse ever. Mm. So in my head, it's like, that's funny. Mm. But it's I notice little things like that. Like, say, for example, if someone calls it the hot press.
the hot press.
Or a sausage roll.
The intonation.
It's a hot press and a sausage roll.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a hot press.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a sausage roll.
What did you say a few minutes ago to Nick? Roll. That was really weird. You said something like,
"Oh yeah,
yesterday,
blister plaster."
But you were saying, "Did you get?"
Oh yeah, he said yesterday.
You put the intonation on
turn.
Oh, it was. It
you
was
got his haircut
because I was surprised to know that he did it yesterday. So I was like, "Yesterday."
But no, you went yesterday.
No. You said yesterday.
Yesterday.
My mum does that a lot with DJ. She'll go DJ.
DJ did.
Like yeah, that. That's great.
I enjoy saying things, pronouncing things incorrectly.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an old vine.
Do you know what, Dave? I'll give it to you. It was better than I was going to talk about.
What were you going to talk about?
Those annoying ringtones when you were kids, like ring, ring, ring.
Somebody's calling.
Answer your fucking phone.
Yeah.
Are you deaf? Will you answer your fucking phone? And we were like,
there's a Dave Ranks in the worst ringtones back in the day.
Yeah. Also polyphonic ringtones.
What else were there? Do you remember the one that goes do?
I remember the Nokia one that someone turned into like a beatboxing thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that you just did. I'm not entirely sure.
I think it was that one. That was a Samsung.
Oh, can you do that tomorrow for Ranks? Scratch everything you already did.
No.
His Ranks tomorrow, I think, will be the most chaotic one ever.
Can you tell me what it is now?
It's, can I give a spoiler? I suppose
Come
I can.
On.
It is the noises that horns make.
Okay. Some horns are shit.
I agree. There is two horns in the world that I cannot stand. Stand.
There's honestly, do you know what? Yeah, that's going to really freak people out.
One that I don't mind,
give a warning
two that I enjoy.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember getting given out to before on radio. I think it was when I was in FM 104. I was playing something off the thing one day and it was like, do you realise you've given loads of people in the car a fright thinking that there was an issue on the roads? And I was like, do you know what? Fair point, well made.
Do you know what? If it is currently past the 24th of April and you're listening to this on a podcast in the future, then what you could do is exit out of this episode and go into tomorrow's episode where I rank horn noises.
No, today's show was fucking great. Stay exactly where you were.
Was it good?
A great show.
I didn't think you were great.
Good enough for you for one day.
Highs of 18 degrees today. On it, on it,
on it. Let's go! Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Highs of 18 degrees?
No chance, Alex.
Wait
no
now
chance.
A second. Let me get... I need to go home and change my clothes. I've got a coat on. 18 degrees, lads. I'll get my tan on. What's the story?
I'm looking at Dublin 2 right now. 15. At 2 o'clock.
Yeah, the highest where we are right now, according to my phone, is 14. Where's the 18, Alex?
18 degrees.
18 degrees would be lovely.
That'd be so nice, but it's going to be cloudy all day. 18 degrees is pointless in cloud.
Not really. I think that you on the iPhone app, if there's predominantly cloud, you don't even see a little bit of sun. On my little Swedish app, it'll give you more of an accurate view in the sense that there will be cloud, but there'll be plenty of sun throughout the cloud as well. So that'll be nice. It won't be just full cloud cover.
I'm looking at Dublin 6 at the moment. The high that I can see is 15 degrees. Where, pick a postal district there.
Dublin 16.
Dublin 16. The weather in Dublin 16, the highest it'll go to, it'll be, look at that, 15 degrees.
13.
Dublin 13. All right, let's go to Dublin 13. The weather for Dublin 13. Highest 14 degrees.
Oh. I'd say
anyone else?
Alex probably got caught out with maybe somewhere in the Midlands that's going higher than that today.
We'll go Dublin 24. Maybe he means South County Dublin, the sunny south.
Let me look up Athlone.
So, I was close. At 4 o'clock, it'll be 16 degrees.
Okay, even Athlone, the centre point of the country, the high today is 15 degrees.
What about Cork?
All right, I'm going to go north, you go south. I'll go up to like Antrim.
Cork is miserable. God, lads, another fantastic day where we realise we don't live in Cork.
Why? What's going on there today?
Well, it's just one, it's Cork, and two, it's cold, windy, 15
Antrim,
degrees.
12 degrees today. Alex, what's the story? Where are you getting your 18 degrees from? Explain yourself, sir. Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news. Once again.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on.
Good morning. I want to talk about another Arsenal bottle job, if that's okay with everybody. And I know there's probably Arsenal fans listening who don't want to hear this, and that's fair enough. But
what's a bottle job?
A bottle job is when, they're just about to do it, and they bottle it, they ruin it. They ruin themselves.
They ruin their opportunity for themselves.
Now, I love football. I love United. I love watching big matches. Arsenal and City, I'll always watch them, Liverpool matches and all them. But I'm no expert. So okay. I did bring in an expert in Phil Egan from Off The Ball Sport just to kind of fact check me on everything that I say. So Phil, if you feel like I go way too above and beyond, just pull
rein
me
back. Rein him back
okay,
in.
Do I put my hand up or?
Yeah, just or just.
Or do
you
I
just take
go over,
over
and grab you?
You just take over.
I think you just shout at him.
Okay.
Really loud. Like this. David!
We've talked about this before, David. Not in public.
So listen, after 266 days on top of the league, City are now on top, right? Knocked Arsenal off yesterday because City beat Burnley 1-0, which was actually quite surprising, only 1-0. I thought they were going to absolutely smash them. Haaland after 5 minutes, I'm pretty sure, which was crazy.
So sorry, 266 days, Arsenal have dominated this whole Premier League.
The entire Premier League for 266 days. I think there's something more. In the last couple of years, they've been on top for like, say, 500 days or something like that's what it's whatever, and then City have only been on top for like 300 days. And yeah, City have 8 league titles in the last 4 years.
I know
years.
The stat you're talking about, it's basically Arsenal have been top for more than 800 days. City slightly higher than that, but basically have this incredible haul of trophies.
It's like maybe like 1200, and they've had like eight major trophies in the last 4 years or something.
Teacher,
like that.
Question 266 days on top, how many days in total are there in the league?
Phil.
Callum.
is the majority of the season.
It's basically, okay, up, isn't it?
We go from mid-August and the final day of the season is 24th of May.
Okay, so it's in the last month.
It's
so
basically...
They've bottle-jobbed it with a month to go.
They've just bottled it, yeah. So Arsenal currently have to beat Newcastle, Fulham, West Ham, Burnley and Palace. City have to beat Everton, Brentford, Bournemouth, Palace and Villa. So Premier League odds of 8-15 on City to win, while Arsenal are 11-8. Now, I didn't really know what they meant, so I had to look up the percentage chance of each team winning the league. 66.38% chance now for City to win, while Arsenal only have a 33.62% chance.
Who won it last year?
Liverpool
won it.
Oh, right. Yeah. And were Arsenal like in the position to take it?
I feel
again?
Like the past couple of years, Arsenal have been really. Now, last
finished
year was
second the last 3 years.
Last year wasn't much of a like. Oh, they were on top of the league, and then Liverpool pipped them. Like it was kind of a title race for between three of them last year and kind of the year before as well. I'd say.
Okay.
But this year it was just Arsenal went off. Like absolutely killing it for the entire season, and just as towards the last couple of matches, this is what Arsenal do.
I'm trying
best.
To compare it to someone that I loved in the X Factor who looked like they were going to take the win. And then
that's a really good comparison.
Ruined it, Callum.
If I may,
One Direction.
Well, if I may use a Britain's Got Talent argument, Susan Boyle never won Britain's Got Talent, but everyone was expecting her to win.
Exactly. Yeah. So Susan Boyle equals Arsenal
diversity.
Diversity, yeah.
Okay, well, I think Susan Boyle and I'll always get the reference.
Yeah.
Arsenal are the Susan Boyle of the Premier League. Yeah. I would say. Yeah. After all his weird team talks and his tactics and Declan Rice's over the top, it's not over BS from the other day, they are once again going to bottle it. And I find this hilarious. And a lot of people are coming to me going, why do you want City to win the league? You're a United fan. And I'm like, I just think City winning the league doesn't mean anything personally to me.
Arsenal would be more sore for you.
I just think it's funnier if Arsenal bottle it. Than if City bottle it. Do you know what I mean? I don't care about City. I don't think about them. They're fugazi. They're nothing.
Teacher, why do teams bottle it?
Pressure. Like, even going back to earlier in the season, there's not the same pressure. Even last night, you mentioned Erling Haaland scored after 5 minutes, and I thought they're going to score 3-4 goals. Which
I was watching the Leeds match last night. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that was a good result for Leeds. Leeds are looking good.
Yeah, they are.
Title race could come down to goal difference. They're level on goal difference now.
Explain that because they're obviously on the same points, same goal difference. But is it...
City have scored three goals more, so that's the way they do it.
Okay, I thought it was against each other.
No.
Okay.
No. So they do that in other leagues.
Goals scored.
Yeah, goals scored. So that's why last night I thought when they got the first, they need to rack up 4 or 5 here, and it never happened. And as the game went on and it got to the last few minutes, it got nervy. And that's what happens in title races, where teams that you think have nothing to play for end up showing up and doing all right. Like Burnley got relegated. On paper, Arsenal actually have easier fixtures.
Yeah.
But like I look at two games for City, Everton and Bournemouth away.
But as you said, it's pressure.
It's pressure. Newcastle are in hopeless form at the moment. Mm-hmm. Arsenal played them this weekend. Should beat them. But it's not a given.
Declan Rice, we need a good team talk from Declan Rice.
One more question while I have all the teachers in the room. Do you know the way then it wraps up in May? Is there a little break for all the football for a while?
No, there's a World Cup.
There's a World Cup.
There is constant football all year.
Thank you, Phil Egan from Off the Ball.
Thank you, Phil. Now, Dave, you did tell us the incredible news on Monday of this week about the dry spell of weather we're experiencing and the outlook for, well, I think it was the next 10 days or 16 days.
I think it was like 15 days or something.
Something like that. No rain in the country for a good stretch.
I've been right so far.
And you have been right so far, and the outlook still looks really good. But when there's good news, inevitably there's got to be bad news somewhere. And I have the baddest news of all.
Oh God, what, like why? Like, I thought I'm meant to be the negative one on this show.
You can't have good things without someone else being affected. And this time, it's the World Puddle Jumping Championships. It's at risk this year based on the good weather. Yeah. The mini heat wave.
Can I just say, stupid to put whatever the hell the National Puddle Championships is in April. When it's coming into summer.
Well, naturally, April's known as April showers, isn't it? There's a lot of rain normally in April.
Oh.
But this mini heat wave or dry spell in the UK, there are simply no puddles for the championship this year. It's shocking. 13 years this event is running, puddle jumping, and it relies on rainy weather, naturally. So they obviously can't stop the tradition. What are these kids to do? They need to go jumping. So there's a new rule. This year, thankfully, it can go ahead, but under new conditions. You can bring and jump into a paddling pool instead.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, for God's sake.
What can you do?
That's not a puddle.
No puddles. Bring in a paddling pool and have a jump there. Now, you're encouraged to copy Peppa Pig's type of jump. Would you like me to demonstrate a Peppa jump?
I kind of know, but yeah, please do.
So I think a Peppa jump is very, like, just very straightforward. Just straight in like a bunny. And you really kind of put your weight down.
Well. News talk just went, oh my God, earthquake.
Okay. I'd say people underneath just think the building is collapsing. But this is kind of what you're judged on. The height of your jump, I need to work on that. Your enthusiasm, I need to work on that.
You have to work on your enthusiasm as well. I'd be out quickly.
You have to be really into it. The size of the splash, I think the puddling pool will help there because they must be bickering over which puddle they jump into all the time normally. Do you know if you show up in the day and you're scouting out the best puddle for the best splash, everyone's going to go for that one and then there'll be no water left. So at least you can fill up your paddling pool however you decide.
I haven't jumped into a puddle, I'd say, since I was like 4 years old.
Yeah, I don't get the vibe. I understand the kids like it, but I don't know why.
But I actually kind of do understand it because it's a lot of fun, but you once you get past 5, you're like, no, I'm probably a bit too old for jumping. And plus, I don't want my trousers to be all, wet and same with my runners.
Well, this competition is exclusively for 40 pluses.
I love this. It's a little bit stupid. Like, it's just...
It's a joke, but it would be funny if it was.
But it's. I'd imagine adults are still in it, are they?
It's predominantly for the kids, but I'm sure the parents get involved as well.
Okay, right.
Now, this is where the paddling pools won't really...
Where is this, by the way?
It's in Northamptonshire.
There's always some weird...
It's very English, darling. Let's go now, petal, and jump in the puddles and bring your Hunter Wellington boots and your wax coat.
And then someone came along and went, let's make this a championship.
13 years in the running, this one. We'll have to go to the paddling pools because of the nice, fine weather.
Charlie's got it from last year. He's brilliant. He's fantastic.
You need to beat Charlie this year, Juliet. Hi, Colm.
My issue is not with the English accents, but with the whole puddle situation in the paddling pool. If they're bringing water for the paddling pools, they can make their own puddle.
That's what I was thinking. Why not just bring a watering can and fill up the usual puddle spots with water? Because this is another thing that I am concerned about. The judges base the score on the things I mentioned, the height of jump, the enthusiasm, and the size of the splash. But for 13 years, stickability was a big feature, i.e. how much mud sticks to you after your splash.
So, and they're not going to fill paddling pools with like compost from B&Q, are they?
The best splash? When you're going really, really fast in a car.
Oh, I love that.
And there's water on the side of the road.
But don't be splashing pedestrians.
No, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. But if there's pools of water on the side of the road over like a hedge and just... That noise is class.
It's those ones when you know you're not going to do damage to your engine. Do you know what I mean? If you're not driving through a flood, it's just the outskirts of the wheel kind of a thing. Just to kind of go back over the last few years, this is where it lets me down because of the bloody dry weather. The entries are being submitted via video this week before they get to the final. Not the same vibe.
It's like COVID.
That is crap. It's like, it's like auditioning for a play or a role in a movie.
Hi guys, here's my puddle jump. Last year, and I wouldn't be happy about this because there's something going on in this household, obviously. Last year, three toddlers from the same family won together.
I'd say they all had a really good like pothole in their back garden.
They obviously were practicing so hard, but they were destroyed in mud from head to toe.
I really like this idea. I think it's really stupid, and I think more things like this. It's actually, I'm well done, Northamptonshire, wherever they are.
Yeah. Shame about the weather, though.
Yeah, but like, there you go. If you ever hear those people who are denying global warming, just be like, look at the puddle championships. They'll shut up immediately.
First time in 13 years.
There you go.
It's getting serious. It's coming up at 7:30.
Kygo. Finally, it's affecting real people.
You're listening to Spin. It was all eyes. My heart was in your hand while your hand was on the door. Let's do a second at the cinema, shall we?
Oh, I love a Thursday.
Oh, it's the first time this week.
Thursday.
Yeah. So this is where you're going to hear one singular second of a movie. Your job is to guess what the movie is. And we will send you off to the cinema if you come on and you guess correctly.
This is either a really, really fun game or the most annoying game in the world. There is no in between because you'll either know it or you won't. And when you don't know it, you're like, do I know it?
Yeah.
But you might have never seen it before.
Exactly. Colm says this particular clip might sound different to others that we've done in the past because typically with the second at the cinema, it's like a piece of dialogue or sometimes in Colm's case, a scream that you hear from a movie.
The screams are always interesting.
Yeah. Whereas the one this morning, he tells us, is from a piece of music or a song within a movie, okay? So don't think it's a one foot in the rave.
Spoiler alert.
This is a movie. Let's have a listen.
Voice keeps. Ah,
voice keeps.
I got it.
Voice keeps. Voice keeps. What's that movie? Voice keeps. 087-711.
Oh, I was wrong.
038. What is it not David?
I'm not even going to tell my guess because I want other people to be wrong too. Voice
keeps. What is that? Who is
I
that?
Really... I might actually just sing what I thought it was. Street rat. Riff raff.
I don't buy that. But if they look closer... It's not that. Voice
keeps... You see the reason why I thought it was, though? Mm-hmm. It's very similar.
Would they simple
more? Oh my God, Dave Rank songs from Aladdin. I'm so
no
doing that. Sorry. Voice keeps...
Sorry.
Dave said, I'm not going to say the name of the film so people can get it wrong. Aladdin. It's not Aladdin. It is not Aladdin. When I picked this morning, I'll explain why later on in the show, why I picked the song, and you're going to look at me and you're going to be like, Callum, you've embarrassed yourself on the radio again.
Okay.
And I don't mind that. Okay.
Go again. Voice keeps. I don't know it. I usually know songs straight away. I don't know it.
I just really want to hear the Aladdin song now.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe I'll do Aladdin for 1 second.
Can we fob this off? Just play Aladdin.
Yeah. Anyone in can favor?
Sir, can we have a movie day? Can you bring in the telly? We just put the mics up,
sir,
and
please.
We watch Aladdin.
Bring in the telly. Imagine if we just streamed full Aladdin. I bet you people would enjoy just by listening.
I don't think we're allowed to do that with the rights.
Just like every 15 minutes, right, we're ad break. Right, we're back. Aladdin, go.
Part three.
We'd be done by 9.
Voice keeps. Get in touch with your guests.
Hey, welcome on in.
What was that?
It was more of a, what are we doing? But now I remember. It's 1 second at the cinema.
That's correct.
It's where we play you a clip of Aladdin and you have to guess what part of Aladdin it is.
If you aren't with us, Dave is still convinced that the clip of the movie is from Aladdin, even though we have confirmed it is not. It sounds like this, and you'll understand why he thinks that. Voice
keeps. Street rat.
I don't buy that. But if they looked closer. What was the miss?
Lovely voice.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
What was the tiger's name?
Rajma. Was it Raj or something?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's not Aladdin. We don't know what it is. Voice keeps. Callum chose today, and Kira is standing by this morning. How are you?
Good. Sorry.
Yeah, we're not too bad at all. Kira, this is the movie clip. Voice keeps. Did you first initially think it was Aladdin 2?
I can see where you were going with
Okay,
it.
That's all I want to know. Actually, that's not all I want
you
to know.
You wanted validation.
Yeah, I did. That was one part I wanted to know. And the second thing I wanted to know is, what is that movie?
Is it Frozen?
Frozen. That would be your man. What's his name? Lovely fella.
Ola.
The lovely lad that she meets along the way. What's his
Sven?
Name? Sven.
Isn't that the reindeer?
Kristoff.
Kristoff.
He's a lovely lad, isn't he?
He's a nice guy.
After nice and warm. It's not though. I'm sorry.
Kira, good guess. Who did you think it was? Did you think it was Kristoff?
I thought it was Olaf.
You thought it was Olaf? Play it again.
Now that you say it. Voice
keeps. Yeah,
it does sound has like it, Olaf. Yeah. I'm sorry. Thanks a mil though, Kira.
Thanks.
See you, Kira.
Apart from Magic Carpet Ride, can you think of one other movie song from Aladdin? Because my brain isn't working.
Yes. The Wish one. Oh my God.
The Genie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I need 3 wishes.
No, I can't remember. Never had a friend like. Yeah. Never had a friend. Never had a friend. Yeah, it was Raja, by the way, was the tiger in Aladdin. It's not Aladdin, unfortunately. And it's not Frozen either.
This is the clip. Voice keeps. How are you, Sophie?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
I just dropped my boyfriend to the train station and I've just gotten back. I'm going to get ready for work.
God, you've got a lot done already. Fair play to you.
What train station, out of interest, did you drop him to, Sophie?
Clondalkin.
Very nice. And is he going southbound or is he going northbound?
Oh, he's going into Grand Canal.
He's going into Grand Canal. So he's gone southbound. Very nice.
Very nice. Now, listen, this is the clip of the movie. Voice keeps. What do you think it is?
Come on, Sophie.
It is Hercules.
Hercules. Voice
keeps. Now, there's a movie I don't think I have seen.
Never seen that film. So it could potentially be correct. And he's probably thinking Hercules because I've been in the gym lately, Sophie, and I've been just absolutely smashing my goals and I'm just ripped. Probably what you're thinking of, Callum.
Sophie, you're saying it's Hercules. Do you know what song it is from Hercules?
Go the Distance.
Shall we find out if you're correct? Voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance.
I think Hercules should have had a Grand Canal accent. Do you know what I mean? He's the kind of guy who doesn't sound like that. He'd be like, did you go to Mary's or did you go to Tarnier?
Yeah, like he's no business like
voice
this.
Keeps.
Yeah, yeah. I'd agree with you, Dave. I think we should redub, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
What we should do. We should redub over some classic lines from characters in Disney movies.
Were you Black Rock or were you Gonzaga?
Sophie, you're off to the cinema on us. Thank you so much. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, cheers, Sophie. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now that Sophie's gone, back to business.
Aladdin.
Absolutely not.
Never had a friend like me. A whole new world. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa. One jump ahead of the red line and then Arabian Nights.
Will you indulge me for 1 second?
Go on.
I want to go for the reason why I chose Hercules this morning. So I've explained before, big kind of Disney adult. I like going to Disney World in Florida. And on my TikTok at the moment, is a clip of the fireworks show from the Magic Kingdom Park, which is the one with the big castle and everything. And he does a really dramatic version of that song, Go the Distance, from Aladdin. It gets me in the feels every time. Yeah, from Hercules. I've seen that fireworks show twice. Just listen to this, and it's just an unbelievable piece of music. It's beautiful. Wait for this bit, here we go. I can go the distance. And then think of fireworks all around as well. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Get me back to Disney World.
Prince Ali, fabulous, he, Ali,
no one cares for Hercules. It's all about Aladdin.
That was lovely, Callum.
It was nice.
I enjoyed that this morning. Thank you. 1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning, hello.
Morning, what's going on?
Really feels like a Friday for some reason.
It does have that kind of energy around it, which is good, you know, but unfortunately that is tomorrow. I want to talk about influencers for a second, and I know a lot of people always give out about influencers. I don't want to give out about them. I'm just more curious because obviously they get a lot of PR packages and things like that. I've noticed what some influencers do is when they get a load of PR packages, they'll save them.
And do a big
And they'll do a big PR, like, here's what I got in the last week. And you kind of tap through the stories of all the things they got for free, right? And I'm like, if I was a business that sent you out something, I'd be fuming if I was just thrown into like
a mix
of just here's a load of companies. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I'd be a little bit like, find a bit as well though, because otherwise you're doing it every 100%.
I totally get that, because then every day you're posting what you got, and that's annoying.
Yeah. So I totally understand. It kind of makes your content just become every day like, look how lucky I am.
But
I
wouldn't
get
you be
stuff.
A bit fuming? Like,
no, you would.
As a business. But the other thing I will say is that I'm looking at this influencer's, I won't give her name out, but I'm looking at this influencer's thing at the moment. She has a couple of PR drops that she's got. And all I'm thinking of is box, load of crap in the box, then the product, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like you have the box itself, and then you have a load of packaging around the product. And then you have a box and a load of plastic and a load of crap in the box.
You're the one who has to recycle all that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, with all this stuff, right? This person got gifted Pure Power Nutrition stuff, like creatine and things like that.
Yeah.
They have to then keep all of that things somewhere. Where do they keep them?
That's
how
the
big
thing.
Is your house?
I know, that's the other side of it. Like, even the other day, this was not an influencer thing, but like I bought like the kids, my niece and nephew, presents for their birthdays from Smith's, and it arrived, and your present as well. But the size of the box this thing came in, it was humongous. And like the toys were small. There was no need for a box that big to put them all into. And I was like, my recycling bin is full.
Yeah, I get that. So now
imagine if it was all this
every
stuff
day.
All the time.
I'm now a little bit like, influencers got to have a tough. Oh, God, love the. Tricky.
And hello. Welcome on into the Tricky 10. Can we get a 10 this week? Can we give away the 1,000 euro? It's Aidan on to play. What's going on? How are you?
All good. We're on the school run at the moment.
Oh,
and
very nice.
What's the name of your daughter?
So I've Georgie and Archie in the card.
Georgie and Archie.
Yes.
They're lovely names. I really like them, Georgie and Archie. And what classes, years are Georgie and Archie in?
Georgie, you're third class, and Archie's in first class.
Well done, Dad. Because if you ask my dad at any point throughout my school career, he'd be like,
"Sorry,
I haven't a clue."
Archie's in junior infants.
Oh, I knew it.
Correction.
I knew that would happen. Moving swiftly on, Aidan.
Is it Georgie who's putting the mad pressure on you to win these tickets for her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's after handing me a squishy as a stress ball there.
I love that, Georgie.
Do you need this, Dad?
Aidan, what's the plan for you for the rest of the day then after you do the school run?
Oh, I'm in work.
What do you do?
On the way to Athlone. So I run a sales team.
Very cool. What do you sell? Are you able to tell us?
Yeah, so it's food service. So I work for a company called Cisco.
All right, Aidan, yes. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess anyway, okay? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a pair of tickets to Lewis Capaldi. He's going to be supported by CMAT at Marley Park this summer. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, Darren is currently on top of the leaderboard so far this week, scoring 5 and 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat that, Aidan? How do you do when you play along in the car?
I've been doing okay, but I've been told my wife dropped the kids the last 2 days and I heard she beat me, so my daughter was saying maybe mom should be doing this.
Oh my God. Well, George, you just tell your mom to call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, and see how she did, put mom and dad against each other. All right, Aidan, the very best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
What I will say is, Georgie and Archie, I can hear you back there. Shh. Your dad's about to do a quiz to win possibly €1,000.
There's a trip to Smith's on the line here, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here we go. Aidan, deep breath in. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. How many people make up Jedward?
2.
If you work Monday to Friday, you work a what day week?
5 days.
What is 24 divided by 3?
8.
How many films have there been in the Hangover film series?
2.
On a standard row of a Ryanair plane, how many seats are there the whole way across?
6.
Yesterday, Dave turned 30 what years old?
Say that again?
Dave here yesterday turned 30 what years old?
Oh, 34.
The word audio contains how many vowels?
3.
How many red stripes are there on the flag of the USA?
8.
The name of this game is the Tricky What?
10.
And Jedward competes in the X Factor in the year 2000 and what?
9.
All right, Aidan, how do you think you did?
Not great, I don't think.
Not great, okay, interesting. Georgie or Archie was very noisy in the background there, I think, Aidan. They put you off, did they?
We can use that as an excuse.
That's a good dad.
Yeah. All right. I think at one point they shouted out an answer of 58. I was like, that's helpful in the Tricky 10.
Aidan, let's find out your score.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Another score of 5. Wow.
A score of 5 in the Tricky 10. 50% is not bad at all, Aidan. I think you did all right. Do you want to hear some of the answers you got wrong?
Yes.
How many films have been in the Hangover film series? You said 2 first, and that we have to take that. It is, in fact, 3. Yesterday, I turned 31, thankfully not 34. The word audio contains 4 vowels, not 3. How many red stripes are there on the flag of the USA? You said 8. You were close with this. It was 7. And Jedward competed in the X Factor in the year 2000, and not 5, but 2009. Very good score, Aidan. It wasn't to be, unfortunately, but I hope you had fun, did you?
Yep, not perfect. Thanks, Mel.
Brilliant. And you tell Georgie and Archie to get their mother on tomorrow and she can take it on and see if she can beat your score.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a million. Talk to you later, lads. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to take it on tomorrow, you're more than welcome. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
However, there's something happening recently where Emma's getting picked to ask the questions every single day. I don't know what's going on. Do you not like me reading the questions? Is it because I can't read? This is discriminatory. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
All week?
Yeah, stop rubbing it in.
Oh my God, let me get a full sweep one week.
Don't you dare.
I'm the chosen one this week.
I'm good at answering questions. I learned to read just for this.
Tricky in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. Come on, spin and play tomorrow. I need to tell you how I'm getting on with my Spanish lessons.
Oh, yeah.
You know me, I love a phase. Love a phase, me. And I'm in my learning languages era at the moment. I've had 1 Spanish class.
Uno español clase.
Like, something like that. Something like that. We're learning. And on top of the weekly Spanish classes I'm having at the moment, I'm listening to an... It's a podcast. I don't know. Do you ever feel like this is such free, good education? How am I not being charged for this? If you're interested, I'm just going to pass on what I know. Immersive Spanish. It's a kind of a course you can do on Spotify. And every day what this guy does is he walks you through different scenarios and tries to teach you Spanish that way. So, for example, on the first episode, he's just arrived for his trip in Barcelona. He's trying to check...
Barcelona.
Barcelona. He's trying to check into the hotel. So you're learning all the lingo and how to check into a hotel yourself.
Obsessed with this.
Then next, he goes off for a spin to, I don't know, like he wants to go find some nice food. So then the next step is how to order a taxi.
So maybe he goes down to Sitges.
Exactly, right? But this is the way that you're learning it, is through walking around Barcelona with him every day.
Brilliant.
Right? So I'm on episode like 13 of his at the moment, in between classes.
Man,
if you know what I mean.
Dan, I love. So,
it's really fun, and I haven't been in this mind frame in ages, because I suppose you don't really need to be since school or college or whatever, where you're just trying to beat things into your head to be like, remember that. Like, you need to remember that, Emma. You can't just hear it. You have to repeat it.
Now,
you have to write it down.
Is that the right way to do it? Like, remember, because that's
words.
What we did with school, where we just had to remember things, where we're not taught to, like, you almost need to think in it. Like, when my mate Megan is fluent German, because she obviously did it in school, but then she wanted to learn more about it, so she put her phone in German.
Yes, my friend Urs did that as well when she moved to Portugal the first time. And yeah, I know what you mean. I think if I did that now, I wouldn't be able to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what maybe a little bit more practice.
They have symbols.
Yeah. Help. But here's kind of the workaround my brain has been doing, and it's bringing me back to the random things I used to come up with in school to just try and remember certain things. So, for example, let's start with this lovely guy from Spotify. The word at the moment is grass. He's in a park this day, right?
To say the grass in Spanish is el pasto.
El pasto, okay? El pasto. What do I think?
You think pesto.
I think Emer loves green pesto and the grass is green. Emer is my friend. She loves pesto, but she only likes the green one. And grass is green.
To say the grass in Spanish is el pasto.
I will forever, ever know that the word
I think
for
everyone
grass
listening
in Spanish
will remember that forever. I'll remember that forever.
Pasto.
That's brilliant.
Now this word.
La falda.
La falda.
La falda.
La falda. La falda is a skirt.
Okay.
Now, I was struggling with this. There wasn't much common ground. So I said,
la falda.
What do I need to do with all my skirts? I need to fold them.
Okay, because I was thinking one thing you don't want your skirt to do is falda.
Fall down.
Fall down. Falda.
I like yours better. You don't want the skirt to fall down.
You want the skirt to fall down.
That's a better way to do it. But my brain was going, yeah, you probably should fold your skirts.
We have the same brain.
La falda.
Now this one, I wonder if you'll get me.
Una silla.
Una silla.
Una silla.
Una silla. What's that? So una silla is?
Una silla.
It's a chair.
I was going to say, is it a chair? Yeah.
How did you know?
Because I did Spanish.
Ah, okay. You see, I didn't. I didn't have the options to do it in school. It was German or French. So anyway, so un silla, a chair. I was like, now how do
una
I...
Una silla.
Una silla, pardon.
Because it's a female.
Exactly. Sorry. Well, speaking of females, my link to Sia now is, of course, Miss Sia herself.
Okay.
What does Sia need to stop doing? Swinging off chandeliers.
Interesting.
She needs to sit down on a chair. So anytime I'm like, Sia, sit down.
Una silla.
Una silla.
That's not where my brain goes. Mine goes to see, almost sounds like seat.
Oh, that's so much easier.
It's
so much less long-winded.
But I like the way your brain works, because mine is the same. Mine is like, okay, how am I going to remember that? So
yeah.
La falda, skirt.
Yeah.
Una silla is a chair. I will always remember that. What was the first one?
The first one was...
The grass is un pasta. Pasto.
Pasto. Pasto. Very good. Okay, what about this one?
To say it is cloudy, we say... Está nublado.
Nublado. Okay,
está
so
nublado.
Nublado. Nublado. Nublado. So what am I now saying?
I don't have one.
Every
for that.
Time I look at the sky and I see a cloud, I go, look at that little nub. A little nub in the sky. A nublado.
Okay, nublado.
To say it is cloudy, we say está nublado.
Nub.
Do you want to know what mine goes
yes,
to?
Yes,
and
I
I'm
do.
Not and I'm not just I but my first initial thought is bladder, and a bladder leaks and so does a cloud. Nublado.
I thought that as well.
That's so much better. Yeah. Oh my God. Like weeing. It's like raining from the cloud. Wow.
To say it is cloudy, we say está nublado.
Oh my God, bladder.
Nublado.
Nublado. Okay, much easier. What about this one?
A table is una mesa.
Mm-hmm. Una mesa.
Easy. The table's messy.
The table's messy.
Una
and
mess.
I always make a mess at the table.
Una
I'm
mess.
A messy eater. I drip pasta sauce everywhere. I knock over glasses. That's my life. I'm really clumsy. Mesa.
Very nice.
Un mesa, por favor.
Yeah, perfect.
So that's where I'm at. I'll update you as I go. So far, so good.
Guys. I'm really liking this. This is a good way to learn.
Now, what did we learn today? Callum, please tell us what the word for grass is.
Uno pesto.
Uno pasto.
Pasto.
Please tell us the word for a skirt.
Falda.
Very good. What about a chair?
I forgot.
See ya.
Chandelier.
See
ya.
Of course. How could I forget
chandelier?
What about the clouds?
Uno blado.
Something close enough.
Nublado.
Nublado. And what about a table?
Mesa.
Una mesa.
Very good, guys. Now, don't you ever say that you don't learn anything on Spin. Sorry, Colin, what do you want to say?
What was the name of the Spotify thing again?
Oh, it's really good. I'll send you links. Just send the word link on WhatsApp and I'll send it back. But it's called Immersive Spanish. It has a yellow logo if you're looking for it. It's brilliant.
Savage.
So good. It's a girl.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Well, welcome on into the girly quiz. Once a week, Dave is put through his paces in a massive way on the girly quiz. In order to win the week, he has to get all three questions correct, but he does have some help on his side. One is a simplify, it's like a 50-50, and the other, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is his phone a female. And this morning, it's Sonia.
Morning, Sonia, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for taking part in the girly quiz this morning. What is the area of expertise that you provide? Is it things about health, beauty, body parts?
Maybe
what
you're
is,
a mother.
Yeah, what is your vibe?
Well, I'm a mother, I've done sexual health. Oh. With kids, with teenagers and stuff, so it'd be quite all rounder, really.
Oh my god, fantastic.
Fabulous, that's going to be a help today.
Hopefully, I know the answer.
My maturity level is quite equal to teenagers and children, so I think we're going to get along just right, Sonia. I think you're going to be brilliant at this. Thank you very much. You're kind of a Jackie of all trades, if you will, Sonia.
Yeah, hopefully.
And you teach sex ed, so that's kind of perfect.
No, I have done in the past. Okay,
brilliant. Fantastic. You stay on the line, Sonia. Dave will definitely need you at some point. Thanks, Mill. And for you listening, we always just say this, if there's young ears in the car, naturally based on what you've just heard already, just bear in mind to keep your hand on the dial in case there's little conversations you don't want to have with younger ears.
Yeah, this
morning.
Is where radio gets wild, baby. Crazy stuff.
Let's do this thing.
If your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, do them a favour. Don't ask them any questions.
Question number one on the girly quiz this Thursday morning. Dave. Laird, flounce, bishop and peasant. They're all types of what?
Chess pieces. Boom. Go again. Laird.
Flounce. Bishop. And peasant. They're all types of the same thing, but what's the thing?
I've heard of bishop and peasant before, but maybe just because I know the words bishop and peasant. flounce makes me think of dancing. Laird makes me think of an onion. Onions have layers.
They
that
sure do.
That is a Shrek right. reference. Mm. You're welcome. Laird, flounce, bishop and peasant. What I'd imagine is they're probably... You said they're all types of something.
Yes, they're all types of the same thing.
I'd imagine they're probably types of dresses. Or maybe it, like types of... I was going to say like types of apron. But no, I don't think that would be... There's probably only one type of apron.
imagine, do you want to get the new style of apron? The new season.
This year's new apron.
This year's lingerie apron.
Now with Wi-Fi. Laird, flounce, bishop and peasant. I would imagine they're dresses or maybe even like pieces that you'd put on, like bodysuits or something. I would say dresses, but I don't know.
Mm.
So I'm going to call in Sonia. I think Sonia will know this. She sounds like someone who would know. So, Sonia, 30 seconds on the clock. Laird, flounce, bishop and peasant are all types of what?
I don't know. Bishop and peasant are putting me off, but layered, I'm thinking the hair. You layer a hair. Yeah,
Sonia, have you all of a sudden turned English? What's going on? Have you always been English?
Yeah, I am English.
Has she been English for the last 10 minutes? I didn't know that. I didn't pick up on that at all. It's like you just turned English. Okay, sorry, hair.
I'm thinking haircut. Like you layer hair.
You think haircuts? Do you know what, Sonia? You're probably dead right. Laird, flounce, bishop and peasant. Maybe peasant. You start looking like Lord Farquaad, another Shrek reference. Can I get three in a girly quiz? Let's see. I'm going to go with haircuts.
Need to hear the words.
Final answer. No!
Oh, no!
I was so confident. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, Sonia, it doesn't matter. You still win your €100 Just Eat voucher. Congratulations. Let's find out the answer together.
The answer is sleeve styles.
Sleeve styles.
Yeah, the type of sleeves on a t-shirt or a long sleeve top or a dress. But they're all different types of sleeve styles, guys, I'm afraid.
Listen, Sonia, we both learned something today. I learned that they are types of sleeve styles and that you're English. And you also learned the sleeve style thing. Congratulations on your €100 Just Eat voucher.
See you later, Sonia. Bye-bye. Okay, we crack on. Question number two. Dave, if I told you that I decided that later on today I'm going to go and do some dermaplaning, what would I be doing?
Dermaplaning.
D-E-R-M-A planing.
Okay, dermaplaning.
Yeah, if I was like, do you know what now? I need. Do you know what I need to do is a bit of dermaplaning. Caught sight of myself in the mirror.
Okay. Do you want a funny answer first?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, sorry, I don't have a funny answer. No, I don't have a Shrek reference for this. This is when Dermot Kennedy pops up at a random concert that you weren't expecting and you're kind of a little bit annoyed.
Whoa, dermaplaning. Yeah. You're like, whoa, him again.
Dermaplaning.
Can I show up here, please?
I have a weird confidence for this question.
Have you heard of it? Is it something that...
I've heard of it. It's definitely something to do with the skin. I think it's on the face. I think it's when you kind of roll over your face with kind of almost needles or something, like kind of a roller with like sharp bits in it. That's the kind of vibe. I don't, or shaving of the face. It's almost like a shaving. So dermaplaning, I'm thinking of aquaplaning when you're driving too fast in a car and what's happening.
So what is happening there?
I don't know.
In a car,
you're kind of losing control.
You're losing control.
So I'm gonna go with shaving of the face, dermaplaning.
Final answer.
Final answer. Oh,
well done.
That'll do, donkey. Come on, three.
Can he get to five? Five.
No, that's too much. No.
So yeah, shaving my face. Dermaplaning is a method of exfoliation. So you very gently. You might have seen these little kind of female razor types. They're like,
yes,
little,
I've seen them.
Yeah, and you gently scrape off the top layer, and it kind of gives
so
the skin a bit of a boost.
Is it so sore?
Not a bit.
Is
only if you do it wrong, like I did the first time, and I had to go and get a facial after because I destroyed myself. Don't be like me. But yes, well done, Dave. Okay,
thank you.
Question number three on the girly quiz this week: how does the copper coil primarily prevent pregnancy? As in, what does it do to stop you getting pregnant?
Oh, what does it do? I'd imagine...
The copper coil.
What?
Like, as in, we know what the copper coil is.
Yeah.
But when it's in there, what's it doing to stop you getting pregnant?
I think it's stopping hormones, or maybe giving you... Oh. Is it giving you hormones to make you think that you're already pregnant, like they do with, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I just genuinely mean it from how I'm saying it, like they do with cows, where they make them constantly think that they're pregnant so that they can continue to pump milk? Yeah,
that's how cows provide milk all the time. How do you lactate when you don't have a baby?
They pump them full of hormones to make them think they're pregnant. It's really sad.
It is really sad. I feel so sorry for cows. And honestly, if this helps you, I don't care, I'm going to say this, I don't think this helps you in any way. That's exactly what some contraceptive pills do.
Yeah.
So my body for years has always thought that I'm pregnant and I'm not.
Right, okay. But maybe not the coil. I'm going to go with that. Let's 50-50 it anyway, because I have that there and I've already lost the quiz anyway, so let's go.
So how does the copper coil primarily prevent pregnancy? Is it A, it blocks the uterus completely?
I was thinking that as well, but I think it might be a stupid answer.
Or is it B, it creates a toxic environment for sperm?
Oh!
It kills all the little swimmers.
I don't think it blocks it. I think that's stupid.
Why would that be stupid?
I don't know. Like, with the shape of it, you'd kind of think...
Yeah, maybe we did learn on the girly quiz before, what shape is the coil?
It's like a spring, no? No? Or it's like a T. It's a T. Maybe it does block it then. Let's go with... No, I'll go with the bad area for sperm.
So you're going with toxic. It creates a toxic environment for sperm. Yeah. Sperm, is that your final answer? Final answer,
yay! 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf once said.
We're moving on to Meatloaf.
I'm just desperately trying to think of any other Shrek reference, and all I can think of is not the gumdrop buttons.
You did well, fair play. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And I need to do some dermaplaning today, don't I?
Oh, interesting. I would never say. No one's ever quick to tell me I'm right. Yeah. But everyone is awful quick to tell me I'm wrong. I learned a lot about things about cows in the last 30 seconds. I said on the girly quiz we were talking about kind of like why the copper coil works, basically.
Yeah. And it makes you think, well, we were, it's not the case, but we were debating the idea of it making you think that you're pregnant, which isn't the case for the copper coil. But anyway, it got us into a conversation about cows.
Yeah, and I was saying that I think that's why cows can produce milk, because they pump them full of hormones to
make them think they're pregnant,
so they can produce milk.
Fake news!
Apparently that's fake news.
Once again,
mainstream media, fake news. Spin 1038. Yeah, not true, apparently. They actually just make them pregnant.
So it's AI, artificial insemination.
Oh, is that what it is?
Artificial insemination, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
In some cases, I presume.
Very dangerous to say it's AI.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, actually, because
it's AI, it's fake news.
It's been around forever.
So artificial insemination.
I mean, sometimes a bull would be present as well. But yeah, and then I suppose then...
So they can produce milk, but they're basically, they're constantly pregnant.
We're constantly producing milk.
Yeah, so there you go.
Out of the udders.
So there
we all learned something today.
We did.
And we apologise to the cows.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Hey, good morning, what's going on? So I signed up to training yesterday.
Oh yes! So just yesterday on the show, Jonathan
Maloney, online fitness coaching.
So 2 days ago we were on the show asking you to help Dave, because he is in the gym trying to bulk up or do whatever he's doing, I'm not even sure. But he needs to be eating.
I'm not even sure.
He needs to be eating breakfast. He doesn't like majority of food. I was asking what are we eating for breakfast. On the back of that, Jonathan was in touch and he sounded like he really knew his stuff.
Yeah,
we were talking
so I was
to
like, I gotta do some training with
he's
Jonathan.
He's a professional fitness and dietitian.
So I had to like fill out a form and things like that about what I wanted to do and what I will eat and all that kind of thing. And by the way, the breakfast conversation was really, really good. Do you know who messaged me?
Who?
Comedian Shane Daniel Byrne.
Oh yeah, what did he say?
He said, please keep talking about breakfast food.
Is he being sarcastic?
Probably, but I think it kind of helped. Johnny, as soon as I said it out loud, and then Emma went, is he being sarcastic? That I thought, he might be being sarcastic. He said, happy birthday, and thank you for sharing your story of breakfast being difficult. Oh, sounds kind of real.
Sounds real.
Sounds real.
That sounds real.
It's Shane Daniel Byrne, though. He could very well be being sarcastic.
Maybe he's being sarcastic as in, you know, thanks for sharing your really important story with, you know, really brave. But maybe he's like, thanks for sharing your story about breakfast.
Yeah, you're so strong. So I wrote back, one day they'll make healthy Cocoa Pops. We just got to stay strong. And the fist emoji, like, I'm with you, kind of. Anyway, so I signed up to Jonathan and kind of fill out a form and all that kind of stuff. And now what I have to do is upload pre-photos.
Oh God, yeah, that's the bit I don't like.
And I'm like, do I...
Always the lads are standing there in their little jocks.
I'm like, do I do it while tensing? Do I not do it while tensing?
I do both.
You do both?
Yeah, show them everything.
Okay.
This is the muscle I have when I tense, and then this is me when I'm just relaxed.
I feel weird, because Jonathan listens to this show.
Hi, Jonathan.
And so it's like...
You're going to see Dave's body.
It's like, imagine me, you listening to me right now, and I just sent you a photo of my torso, and my legs, and my back, and my
arm. It would be really inappropriate.
It'd be really weird. So it's odd for me. Jonathan, I haven't done it yet, because I'm a little bit like, this is weird.
Maybe wear like little shorts rather than your jocks.
Yes, I was going to.
Yeah, most lads just wear jocks, you know.
I did take some, but I tensed, and then Pippa was like, "What are you tensing for? You have to show them what your body's like normally." So I'm like, "Okay, maybe I have to take some gross photos."
And then you have to do the front version, the side version,
and
back
version,
yeah. hands up,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh no, but wait, I've never done progress pics because I couldn't take.
Yeah, the thought of this now is really freaking me out.
At the end, you'd get so much satisfaction from it.
From, you know, looking, I mean, at the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. Cool. You'd be like, look at that little line.
Guys, I'm on a journey.
You sure are.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona, and to say I am giddy, such an understatement. I'm trying to think of what is the most nostalgic gig you've ever been to. I know, Callum, you're going to jump in there. A Pitbull, you had a blast.
Yeah, I was at Pitbull just over a year ago in the Three Arena.
I went to
my God, it was just taking me back.
McBusted.
McBusted, yeah.
I was at Busted and McFly at the
also
end of last
McBusted.
Year.
Also known as McBusted.
But they weren't McBusted. It was Busted versus McFly. Oh, cool. Battle of the Bands.
So,
and it, that was unbelievable.
You're McBusted, you're Pitbull. Tonight is me and my crew's throwback night. It's Neo and Akon. They're joining forces.
I was gonna say,
and they're
the Bee
Gees. They're doing a show together, which is random because they only really have one or two collaborations together. Neo and Akon. They don't exactly have the same.
So sick. Is that one? No.
It's Neo's song, but it's not Akon's song.
I don't know. I didn't know they had collaborations.
I am absolutely buzzing.
They're doing three nights, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I just had a look because my friend Claire said she's coming up on Saturday for the gig, and I'm like, is there a gig on Saturday? Yeah. I know they're doing tonight. I know they're doing tomorrow, but I'm not 100% on Saturday. Oh, it is three nights. Okay, and they sold out every single night, right? This is going to be huge. Oh, lads. I am going to destroy Instagram tonight. I'm going to be a pain in the backside.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited. I want you to indulge me. Just indulge me, okay? This is my dream set list. I went through all their back catalogues, all their discoveries, just kind of going through and going, because you forget, because it's a long time ago that they were in the charts. I was like 12, 13, 14, loving their tunes. So this is my dream opener, okay?
Emma was putting this together yesterday. I was sat next to her at a desk. And she
it took an hour and a half.
All I'm thinking of is your board creates set lists for Akon.
And I'm proud to. So this is my opener, and I want this to be really elongated, really tease the crowd, you know, because it's going to get people going. Oh!
Good cheer.
And then...
Do you think that sounds like the Oompa Loompas?
No.
Yeah, it totally does.
It does not. We go straight out of
she's fuming
the opener into... Here he is, Akon's on stage. We're doing Belly Dancer. Where are all my belly dancers in Dublin tonight? Shake your body like a belly. Hey, ladies, drop it down. Akon's on stage. He's loving it. How we go in Dublin? He moves straight into a mix of Gangsta Bop, a medley with
She's
Don't
in a flow
Matter.
Here, Callum, so shut
Sweetest
up.
Girl. And this is where we introduce Neo for the first time, four songs in. Neo is going to come on and he's going to do the beautiful vocal that's needed for Sweetest Girl, okay? Keep popping.
I don't know that one.
But it don't matter. No.
Maybe let the song play.
So Neo's now on stage. He's taken, as I say, the gorgeous vocal for Sweetest Girl that's needed. But
I don't
then
know that one.
You don't know Dollar Dollar Bill, yeah?
Sweetest Girl, no?
It must have been the Sweetest Girl.
Never heard of it.
Bizarre to me. I don't know. We grew up on different planets. We didn't grow up in different counties. We grew up on different planets. I'm sure of it because that song was huge in my life. So then Akon goes and takes a break. That's fair enough. Neo's on stage now. He's going to launch into some of the biggies. I'm thinking tonight we need to hear Hate How Much I Love You. Rihanna's not coming.
Will I annoy you even more?
I think we bring Lyra in for the Rihanna bit.
I only know one of three of those. One out of those three was the first one, Miss Independent. I don't know the other ones.
You don't know Hate How Much I Love You?
Nope.
Honestly, sometimes I am wasted on him. There are people who deserve me more than him sometimes. There are people who would do anything to be in your position right now going, tune! Oh my God! Yes! Love! Oh,
I really enjoyed Miss Independent.
Right, okay, cool. Okay, change of costume. Akon's back on stage. He's going into Who's That Girl? Into Dangerous? Into I'm So Paid? Into I Wanna Love You? Into Beautiful?
That girl. Watch out, I've seen a type before. That girl is so dangerous. No, I lost.
We're coming up to the end of the night now. We're getting into the big, big bangers. Neo's back and he's got the best. He saved some of the best to last.
Nope.
From here, like, the crowd are crying. The throwbacks are too much. Like, everyone's hugging. They're like, oh my God, I just wish I was a teenager again. They just don't make music like this anymore.
Are you ever really annoyed at how your expectations are never met? You're expecting the crowd to be crying at an Akon gig.
I promise you they will be. This is going to be so emotional for us millennials. This is a millennial girl night who thought they were cool when they were 13, okay? It's Very important.
The only way someone's crying is if they go through a breakup tonight. There's no chance anyone's crying at an Akon Neo gig.
We have a message here from a girl who I feel like me and her would get on well. She says, lads, I'm salivating. Please, can you get me tickets? Please. Sophie, I get you. And you know what? I'll ask around. Finally, they're back on stage. Akon and Neo together. Akon's going to start lonely, but he's going to cut it after the first chorus. We're going to go straight into Right Now.
Good
shout
cutting it, yeah.
Into a fully fledged sexy chick. We need to go out in the bangers. Then Neo is going to launch into Give Me Everything. And then they're going to finish on the collaboration. This is where I honestly will be like, can we rewind the night and start again? I can't go home. Mr. Lonely.
Oh my god, I knew all of these. That's class.
And then they're gonna jump on stage, and together, their only proper collaboration is this song.
Class.
It's Neo and Akon with David Guetta. It's Play Hard. Lads, I will be here tomorrow in body, but not in spirit.
I went acupuncture yesterday to my acupuncture appointment, and I put up a video of a dog that does be in the acupuncture shop. He lives there, and his name is Jasper. And I put it up on my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond if you want to see Jasper being the
cutest
thing. Jasper
is beautiful, and I actually saw your story, and it was because I knew you had to go for an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder what this appointment is with a dog present.
Hmm. Yeah,
is it a nice therapist?
But I went
is it
in
a nice hairdressers.
No, it's acupuncture. So I go in, and whenever I see Jasper, he usually gives me big cuddle, but he didn't this time, and I was very confused. He just laid there. But I did put up a video of him on my story. My mate texted me, and they said, where is this? And I said, this is Jasper. He's owned by my, that thing I just said, acupuncturist.
Mm.
And he said, that is the most outside sentence I've ever heard in my entire
life.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, that's probably true. And this, whenever I kind of talk about going to an acupuncturist or like a health specialist or anything like that, people are like, all right, very hot.
Yeah. Looking after yourself, are you?
My father, when I showed him the amount of supplements that this place gives me, he nearly fell over.
Mm.
He was like, what in God's name are you taking that much? Because we went on holidays a couple of months ago, and Dad was like, what's that? And I was like, it's my pill box. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was just like, it's just supplements I take for health or whatever. And so I didn't realise that this is really probably over the line.
Mm.
So I'd like to go through my supplements with you, if you don't mind.
This is everything you take every day?
Everything I take.
Wow, okay.
I take 2 alfalfa.
Is that for a little spurt of hair?
Yeah, I don't know what they're for.
Right.
I take 3 spirulina.
You don't know what any... You've never looked up why you're taking them or what they're for?
No.
Spirulina.
Spirulina, right. Yeah. I take 1 probiotic.
Oh, I think that's just cool. Yeah, you get that in yogurt.
I take 1 multivitamin.
Cool. Speaks for itself.
I take 2 creatine.
Protein, something to muscle there, I think, isn't it?
I take 1 scoop of protein powder.
Mm.
And then I take 3 more spirulina. And then I take 2 ashwagandha.
Are you 105 years old?
And then I take 1 B complex. And that is my day.
Wow. Dave, you're on a lot.
It's actually nuts. If you shook me, I'll rattle.
If you ever... have you ever noticed the difference in you since before and after you started taking them?
No.
That's the most annoying thing, because I'm like, do you feel amazing? Because I'll go and get some bits as well.
But I know if I stop taking them, I start to feel real weird.
Okay.
Like I don't feel good.
Wow.
Now, I know we're probably getting texts in, David, don't take that. Don't take this. Don't do doing that. But listen, it's fine. I'm still alive. Sometimes I feel a bit lightheaded. I'm sure that's normal. But that's kind of what I take. Alfalfa, spirulina, probiotic, multivitamin, creatine, protein, ashwagandha, spirulina again, B-complex.
Honestly, my grandmother is 92 and she takes 2 tablets a day.
Nice. Sometimes I will add a little bit of the thing for the cold sores. What is that big tablet? It's called lysine. There you go.
Dave, I don't even know that. I know the name of paracetamol and Avernet. That's it.
I don't take any of them. I'm not ridiculous now, am I? I wouldn't take that.
Oh, you're glowing.
Thank you.
That's something.
Spin. Introduce me to Olivia Dean.
It's Olivia Dean.
Tomorrow is the big draw. We've been telling you now for the last week and 4 days about Olivia Dean's tour coming to Dublin. It's sold out. You know the deal. Everyone was looking for tickets a few weeks ago when it was upgraded from Fairview to Marley Park. But the prize is well worth waiting for. It'll be given away tomorrow, but there's so much extras.
It's insane, right? So obviously we got your tickets, but then we want to give you two nights in a four-star hotel in Dublin, a pre-gig meal at Sophie's. We're going to pamper you before the gig, which basically means like your makeup or your hair done or whatever else.
I'd be looking for a foot
spa. And then going to shuttle you to Marley Park with a luxury chauffeur. Kind of jury's out on whether that's Matthew Matthews in a chauffeur hat in a spin car, but apparently not. Right? But I wouldn't be surprised if that's what shows up. We're also going to throw in €200 just because you had to deal with Matthew Matthews driving you to the thing. So sorry about that. Here's €200.
So basically, you've messaging the word Olivia when you heard her pop up in the show. You now have to answer the phone a very particular way. Let's try and get one undone again today, and the big draw happening tomorrow. So your last chance, really, the rest is today. Callum, question for you. Yep. Do we have opportunity to get in the draw tomorrow morning? Or
absolutely.
Is it wrapped?
Oh, okay. Many chances.
Okay.
I said me and Emma.
Not you.
Oh.
Hello?
Ah, Celine.
No!
What were you meant to answer with? I know.
Man, I need something.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Oh, Celine, I'm so sorry.
Ago. Sorry, Celine. Have a great day.
Keep trying, keep trying. Okay, one more day. Keep trying across the day, Celine. We'll go again. Come on.
This is the one.
Hello?
Emma!
Emma, what were you meant to answer with?
Oh my God!
I know.
Not
I know.
Like that either.
No, it was meant to be, man, I need those tickets, but it wasn't to be. Emma, have a great day.
Oh my God!
Bye, Emma.
It's disaster. Better to just hang up before they know what's
know,
going on. And
so sad.
For all they know, they think they're in the draw. Do you know what I mean?
Know. It's awful sad. Awful sad altogether. These competitions
come
broke
on,
my heart. Okay, come on.
Third time lucky.
Man, I need those tickets.
Well done, Robbie.
Ooh, yes, Robbie. There we go. Well done. Robbie, congratulations. You are on the standby list for them Olivia Dean tickets. How do you feel?
That's brilliant.
That is good. Are you a fan? Is someone in your life a fan?
I am, my girlfriend, so she was saying she didn't get the tickets, so...
Yeah, she's dying to get there as well.
That's really nice of you, Robbie. What's your girlfriend's name?
Joanne.
Joanne, Robbie and Joanne. You could potentially be going to Olivia Dean, but make sure and answer the phone tomorrow if we ring you after 11 with, man, I need those tickets, the exact same way you answered, and you will win that entire prize.
Perfect, thanks very much.
Well done, Robbie. Talk to you later.
Good luck.
Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye. If you would like to get in the draw, Michaela will give you another chance after 10. She's on 10 till 3. Long out shift for our Michaela Hayes, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes I think about that. I'm like, I wake up from a nap, I'm like, God, Michaela's still on.
Steve Gay, he's on from 3 until 7. He'll give you loads of chances.
It's a much
as well.
Easier shift.
Mm. And then Jamie and Faye tonight from 7 p.m. and more chances to get in.
So if Michaela does 5 hours, Steve Gay does 4, and Jamie and Faye do 3.
It's a lot of chances.
That's not fair, Michaela.
I know.
Not fair the people of Dublin have to listen to Michaela that long.
Listen, the draw happening tomorrow. If you're in the draw, please phone on you at 11 a.m. Answer with, man, I need those tickets, and win the entire prize. And I am a very giddy person today, and I'm probably wrecking heads, but I can't help it because tonight two of my idols when I was a teenager are performing together at the Three Arena.
Idols is such a strong word.
They were my idols.
Who's your idols, kids? Oh, mine's Neo and Akon.
My friends, Avian and Blondet and I, when we were 5 and 6 years old, but this is before the rules of the road got much more serious, we used to hang out the back of our parents' car and scream Gangsta Bop from Akon driving back from Tala to Terranure out that road, and we loved it so much. Guys, these are the lads performing tonight. Isn't it bending? Won't you come and spend a little time? Girl, I don't wanna go to bed. You got Neo, you got Akon. I was talking through on the show after 9 about my dream, what would you say?
Set list
for tonight. It was lost on Dave and Callum because they don't care. But lots of people were texting in, some saying that they were feeling kind of emotional. I've been running around like a headless chicken trying to sort a few things out here because other people deserve to feel this joy.
Hello?
Hi, is that Sophie?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Em and Dave from Spin. What's the story?
Hi, Sophie.
Hi. Oh my God, what the hell?
Oh my God, what the hell? Listen, you texted.
You did.
So don't be surprised if we're giving you a call.
I was talking about my excitement about Neo and Akon tonight. I'm just absolutely buzzing. You were all emotional when you heard me playing all their songs in the show a little while ago. Do you have no tickets for tonight? No. And were you like annoyed when Callum and Dave were like, I don't know this song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's human. I don't know how they don't know.
Like, it's crazy, isn't it? I don't get it either.
It's absolutely insane.
And like, would you be going tonight if you had tickets?
Yeah.
Thursday.
I would.
And Thursday and all, though, like work in the morning, which
Emma,
definitely
if you
makes
don't tell her right now, I'm going to tell her.
You're going tonight, Sophie! We got your tickets! I've been running around the office like a headless chicken.
Sophie, I have never seen her work so hard. She went straight over. She went straight over to the head of music. Was like, Sophie needs tickets. I want to get Sophie tickets.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we make it happen? Because do you know why, Sophie? You asked, and if you don't ask, you don't get. So we appreciate the ballsiness of you. Sophie, congratulations.
Shy kids, don't get sweets.
There you go.
Shy kids, don't get sweets. Sophie, we'll see you tonight.
See you, Sophie.
Woo! Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. This is my Italian 90. I imagine the feeling.
Italian 90. Do you know what? You finish up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Let's go home. Let's go home.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.